This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, quiz time, all you meat eaters out there. What's a beef shoulder top blade steak? How about a bone-in pork loin chop? And what's the difference between that and a pork loin top loin chop? Yeah, I thought so. You don't know either. That's the whole point of a new labeling system the meat industry is about to roll out, one aimed at using more common terms for meat cuts like porterhouse or T-bone or Boston roast, although I'd never heard of that one until today. It's part of a marketing effort by the industry to boost sagging sales. Joining us now from his butcher shop in Manhattan is David Lobel at Lobel's of New York. Mr. Lobel, thanks for talking to us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's start out by establishing your meat credentials. Tell us, what is the difference between a pork loin top loin chop and a bone-in pork loin chop? It sounds the same to me.
Well, the pork loin has a variety of cuts to it. There's actually the rib on one side and the loin on the other. And the loin, also commonly called the short loin in beef, houses the porterhouse steak and the T-bone steak. On one end of the loin, you have a larger fillet, and that's where the porterhouse resides. And as you go down the loin, the short loin, the fillet becomes increasingly smaller, and that becomes the T-bone steak.
Okay, I think you know what you're talking about. What do you think of this new labeling system that's coming up?
It's a very interesting concept. You know, I know there's some confusion among various consumers about the different categories and the different names of meats, but to me, I think doing this is possibly going to cause even more confusion.
Really?
For example, lots of people have been calling certain cuts of meat a certain name for their entire lives. And to be told now that that's no longer acceptable, I think is not really fair to them.
I guess the assumption in all of this new labeling system is if you label things in a more common way, that actually you could increase meat sales. Do you think labels are going to do anything to increase sales?
No, I don't think labels is the solution. You know, the person that walks in and has been referring to something a certain way their entire life, and they're looking through the supermarket and they don't see that name anymore. What do they do now? You want to buy a New York strip steak. That's also called a shell steak. It's also called a sirloin steak. It's also called a Kansas City steak. So if someone walks in and they've called it a shell steak their entire life and they ask for a shell steak and now they say, I'm sorry, we don't have that. You know, what is it, a strip steak?
Yeah. Now, you're standing in your meat shop right now. What's your best seller? What have you got in front of you?
The most popular steaks we sell are the New York strip, the filet mignon, the porterhouse, and the rib steak in the meat category. Those seem to fly out the door with a high frequency.
And have you found that over the years, how have customer tastes changed as people overall seem to be eating less red meat?
That's a very good question. People are turning more to chicken, to turkey, also to pork. Which is a lot different than the red meat. But we also, you know, have a very loyal following in the meat category.
What is your favorite cut of meat?
I happen to love a skirt steak.
A skirt steak? Why is that?
A skirt steak is a flat piece that it's just what you can grill it real quickly on a skillet or on a grill, 1 or 2 minutes on each side, and it has tremendous flavor.
Okay, now I'm hungry. All right. Thanks a lot.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Dave Lobel is with Lobel's New York Meats. Mr. Lobel, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.